Hey, yoga teacher. Now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom, and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it.
Today we're talking about niching. Niching has been presented in our yoga space as something that is really restrictive and something that forces you into this tiny corner of the internet with no room to grow. Lots of teachers hear the phrase niche down and immediately see it as losing students or, you know, having to choose one direction only for the rest of their yoga teaching career. And really, you know, this version of niching is completely outdated, okay? It has very little to do with what actually creates a thriving, aligned, magnetic yoga business today. And so when you look closely at the teachers who have built loyal communities, right, that have thriving businesses and loyal communities, the ones who are speaking with depth and clarity, and the ones whose content actually resonates with people on a personal level, you'll really notice something. You'll notice that they are not trying to speak to everyone. Okay, they're speaking to a very specific emotional moment that their student is living through, and they speak to a state of mind and a lived experience, and their messaging is not broad, it's not vague, it lands with people because it feels intimate. And so this is what niching down truly means, right? It is the ability to actually name the inner landscape of the person that you want to support and to be able to express it in a way that actually helps that person to feel seen, okay? So when someone reads and consumes your content and then they think to themselves, yes, she's speaking to me, this sounds exactly like me, then you know that you've done so much for your business in that very moment, okay? So having worked with yoga teachers now for almost 9 years, I've seen this same misunderstandings come up around niching, okay? And I've been teaching niching for just as long, right? And so these misunderstandings really come from the belief that it is about identifying one type of person that has external traits. You may have been there yourself when you've been looking at niching and you get stuck on things like age, an occupation, and where they live, or their relationship status. And none of those details, well, those details are external, aren't they? None of them actually tell you what type of person this is and what this person is carrying emotionally, right? And what they're trying to navigate. None of those things reveal why they are looking for support, do they, really? If you look at it, you know, if you look at demographics, that doesn't tell you much about a person in terms of what's going on in their inner landscape and what they're hoping to shift inside of themselves. And so your students, they're not choosing a teacher because they match a demographic category, right? And it lines up with the category, the demographic category that this teacher is hoping to serve. They're choosing a teacher because there's this sense of recognition, because they feel seen in that teacher's content, okay? There's a sense that the teacher really understands the chapter of life that they're moving through, okay? And also the teacher has the language, yeah? The language that they speak. The language for something that the student is struggling to articulate, okay? And so when we talk about, you know, niching today, I want you to really release every kind of image that you have, right, of these kind of rigid labels and narrow boxes. Yeah, because niching is not about boxing yourself in. Okay, niching in its modern form is really about, is about connection. It's about clarity of that connection. And it's about the ability to express who you help, what they are struggling with, right? And the transformation that you guide them towards. That clarity doesn't limit you, right? When you really focus on that, it actually, it amplifies your presence online and it helps the right students to find you with far less effort, actually, you know, when you do this work. And so think about it like this. Let's think about the yoga teacher, and you will have seen this, who posts, join me for vinyasa on Tuesday. Are you going to join them? It's very neutral, isn't it? It's forgettable, right? What does it do? It asks the student to do all of the work to decide whether or not this is for them. Okay? Now compare it with someone or a teacher who says, if your mind is racing and you feel overwhelmed, right, by the pace of the week, tonight's class is designed to help you to slow down and reconnect with your breath. Okay, so one message is logistical, right? And the other message is speaking directly to the student's lived emotional experience, to the moments that have been happening in their life that week. And so this is what really opens up a doorway, right? It opens up, you know, an opportunity for someone to see that you understand them. Yeah, and to see, oh, okay, that is actually the class for me. That's speaking my language. And so when you understand this, when you understand the emotional landscape of the person that you are here to guide, yeah, your entire relationship with marketing changes, right? Now marketing gets a little bit creative and interesting, yeah, and your content shifts to this place of connection. Right, your message, it actually becomes something that people feel, yeah, rather than scrolling past. If it's logistical, they're scrolling past. You know, if you're saying, come to my class Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., they're scrolling past, aren't they? Okay, and so your niche, it actually becomes something that supports you, right? It supports the growth of your business. It doesn't restrict it. So this is why, and again, you know, the whole kind of ethos and methodology around niching, since I've been teaching it, has evolved. Yeah, it was very much based on demographics back in the day and avatar profiles. Now, I teach a very human-centered approach to niching. Yeah, it doesn't come from this guesswork, just plucking things out of thin air, you know, to create an avatar audience profile. It actually emerges from your values and your lived experience and the energy that you bring and the story that you've lived, right? It evolves as you evolve because it's built on authenticity rather than, you know, these arbitrary demographic labels. So my intention today is that you see niching as something freeing rather than restrictive. Yeah, it's a way of understanding your students on a much deeper level and a way to really understand yourself more clearly and a way to build your business where your message feels aligned, it feels authentic and genuine to you. Now you have a clearer sense of this, of what niching truly means. I want to really explore, why do so many yoga teachers struggle with it? Yeah, these challenges, they're not a sign that anyone is doing anything wrong, okay? They are the natural results of outdated advice, yeah, and confusing noise in the industry and the pressure to actually appeal to everyone. And so the first pattern that I see is the belief that speaking to everyone is the safest path. Yeah, yoga is for everyone. Of course yoga is for everyone. We know that yoga is for everyone, but if you try to reach everyone, what happens? You reach no one. And so you've maybe, you know, you've been worried about this, right? You've been worried about, you know, if I narrow my message that, you know, it's gonna, you're gonna turn people away. Yeah, and then so, and because of that, you keep everything very general, right? You use language that's very broad, it's very general. You avoid specifics, right? And you try to create content that applies to all possible students. And when you do that, nothing stands out. Like, no one feels like they're being addressed personally. And so it connects to no one in the end. And so another pattern is defining a niche purely through style or the technique that you teach. Okay, this is a very common one, a very common mistake to make. And, you know, I hear it. Teachers will say, I teach vinyasa, I teach restorative, as if those categories is the niche, right? Those categories reveal who the class is actually for. And so style and the modalities that you teach, of course, is valuable, but it's not a niche on its own. It doesn't tell you, it doesn't tell anyone why it matters or who it benefits from or, you know, what inner shift it actually supports. And so if you look at that, two teachers can teach the very same style and yet serve very different students, yeah, because of their intention and the perspective that they bring is different. Okay, so you actually gain insight with this by speaking to your audience. Yeah, speak to your students, test your ideas, notice what resonates with them. A third challenge comes from focusing on surface level descriptions instead of the emotional depth. Okay, so, you know, if you find yourself talking about what you teach without actually describing what it helps someone to move through. Okay, so if you're talking about, you're speaking about the postures and the sequences and the class themes, but you're rarely, you know, talking about the inner states that your students are experiencing. And so when you don't address the emotional reality of your students, the message just lands as information. It's not connection. It misses that connection on an emotional level, okay? And that's so, so important. I can't stress it enough. And so perhaps the most significant reason why yoga teachers are getting niching wrong is that they're taught to ignore their own story. Okay, so many teachers think that they should sound neutral or they should sound universal or they should have a very specific yoga teaching voice, right? And they believe that they need to hide their lived experience in order to appear professional. And what this does is it removes the very essence that differentiates you. When you do that, you know, your story, your personal challenges, your insights, the turning points that you've had in your life, right? These are what allow someone to actually trust you. And students want that, you know? We all want that, you know? We want to deal with real humans. We don't want to just deal with this very generic neutral voice and not know the person behind the brand, right? And so when you remove your own experience and your journey from the equation, your niche becomes very hard to identify, okay? And when you bring your story back in, the entire landscape becomes clearer, right? Because you begin to see who you are, who you're here to help, because their struggles mirror a chapter that you've already walked through, right? You have been where they are right now, right? You've once been there and now you can walk your students through that journey. Like, you can take them by the hand because you're steps ahead. You've already done that, right? You've already been there and done it and got the t-shirt, right? So you've lived the experience, and through yoga and through the modalities that you teach, you've been able to walk through that experience. So what I'll say here is, if you've been stuck with this, it's usually because you've been following a method that doesn't actually honor, right, how we connect as humans. Yeah, you've been following the demographic methods, right? And so it becomes confusing when you do that. Yeah, when the process is disconnected from emotion and experience and authenticity, it can feel more like a, you know, tick the box exercise versus something that feels truly aligned within you to actually want to go out there and share your message in a very genuine and authentic way. And so once you shift into this more human-centered perspective, everything begins to make sense. And I've seen this with my own students. You know, they've been trying something else for years. Maybe they've been in other courses and been taught a very, you know, cookie cutter way of niching, and it just hasn't clicked for them. And then when they learn the human-centered niche method that I teach, it's like, oh, right, okay, now I finally get it. Okay. And so it's really, you know, important to kind of first look at those misconceptions that we've been, you know, exploring and really untangle them, and then find a way to align what you want to share, okay, with the students and the people that you want to share it with. And so the human-centered niche method that I teach really grew out of years spent supporting yoga teachers through this process and the very same feelings that you might be experiencing yourself right now, the uncertainty and the resistance. Resistance is a big one. The overwhelm, right? The fear of choosing something in the wrong direction and then being kind of stuck in that box, you know, trapped in a box of this is the one thing that I'm now going to have to teach for the rest of my life. And so what I found over and over again is that most niching frameworks are just built on logic, right? They tell you to pick an audience, identify their demographic details, list the hobbies, build the business around those assumptions. And there's very little depth and almost no attention given to the emotional reality of that person that you want to serve, okay? There is also no space for your growth, right? And as you evolve and as you change and grow and your lived experience and the evolution of your personal practice. And so the human-centered niche method really approaches things differently. It recognizes that we choose the teachers that we want to practice with, that we want to be guided with, based on resonance, empathy, and a sense of recognition. So your students are going to be drawn to a voice that reminds them of something that they've lived through or something that they long to understand. Yeah, they respond to a message that feels grounded and intimate and truthful rather than polished and generic, right? And so this method guides you through four interconnected areas that help you uncover your niche from the inside out. And you begin to really understand the people you feel naturally pulled towards and the ones whose emotional world feels really familiar. And you reflect on the values that you teach from and the principles that shape your classes and the energy that you bring when you hold space. And this alone, when you do that, brings you so much clarity. So from there, from that place, you can really explore your own story. You can look at the chapters that you've lived through and the moments that have really shaped your outlook on life. And you can identify the struggles that you've moved through and the lessons that you carry now. And so this is where the heart of your niche comes to life. Yeah, you're often, you know, here to guide a version of yourself from a past chapter. And I say this to my students because 9 times out of 10, your niche is the person that you once were. And, you know, whether that was a version of you who was anxious or disconnected or overwhelmed or, you know, searching or longing for something more. And once you understand your story and your resonance, you begin to translate that insight into language, into messaging, and language that your students are actually using. Okay, you learn to describe what you do in a way that's very honest and grounded and very real. And so those words land, right? Those words connect. They cut through the noisy online space and they connect with the right people, right? You find the words. You're actually able, when you do this process, you're actually now able to find the words that reflect the transformation that you want to help people through. And so this is really the process of clarity. Yeah, it's about speaking from your center and not trying to just sound like, you know, you're a famous yoga teacher or someone that you follow, right? You know, having their yoga voice. The final part of the method that I teach is really about expression. And, you know, niching becomes clearer when you're on this process of defining your niche. I say deciding, really, deciding on your niche. It becomes clearer the more you share it. Okay, so a lot of teachers get stuck in this. They're like, oh, you know, it has to be perfect. I need to know it's definitely that. and they get stuck there. And actually, it's a process of sharing it and expressing it for it to become clearer, for you to see that it actually lands with people. You know, it's for you to get that confidence that what you're putting out there is right, that it feels good. And so you can't do that. You can't build that confidence without actually expressing it. Okay. So when you bring your message into your content and the conversations that you're having and you're teaching, you begin to see what lands and what actually feels alive. And you notice, like, who responds to it? Like, what do they ask? What feels most aligned for you to speak about? And your niche then becomes something that grows with you. It evolves with you as you grow and evolve, right? Because that's what we do as human beings. We grow and evolve. So it doesn't keep you trapped in a box, okay? It actually honors you as a human being. And it recognizes that this work is not static, right? It's a reflection of your story, your energy, your values, and the emotional landscape of the people that you want to support. So it really adapts as you evolve and deepens as, you know, your practice deepens. Okay. So in a moment, I'll show you how this approach really shapes your message and helps you express what you do with that confidence and that clarity. But for now, I just want you to simply sit with the idea that niching can feel natural, right? It can feel intuitive. It can feel aligned. It can feel like an affirmation of who you are. And it doesn't have to feel like a restriction, okay? So this is the foundation, really, for, you know, deciding on a niche that not only feels authentic, but also helps you to connect with the students who are waiting for a teacher who's going to speak in a way that touches something inside of them. And when your niche is rooted in who you are, your message is yours, isn't it? Like, it's unmistakably yours. Yes, you're not copying anyone else. It's your message. So if you're listening to this, you might already feel a shift inside, you know, or around your perspective on niching. And I really hope that you are. You know, maybe you're beginning to recognize that niching isn't about shrinking, right? It's not about shrinking and narrowing your audience. It's really about understanding the emotional landscape of the people that you're here to support. And it's about naming the transformation that you guide people through. Right? It's about allowing your voice to land with the people who need it the most. And this shift will bring relief, right? It softens the pressure to have everything figured out and you know, it opens the opportunity to a more grounded and intuitive way of expressing who you are as a teacher, right? It also brings up curiosity, doesn't it? And this desire to go deeper and to really map out your story in a more intentional way and to learn how to turn that clarity into language that resonates with your audience and your community. So if you're feeling that pull, and I hope you are, because this is a critical piece for your online business. If you want to grow an online business and you want to succeed, you want to thrive, you want to be profitable, you want to have online offerings like online courses and memberships and programs, if you want all of that, it's critical that you have a niche, that you do this work, because that stuff doesn't work without that. It really, really doesn't. And so I want you to know that you can learn this, right? There's a space where we explore all of this together in a very practical way. So I have a new training that I have created this year. It's called Riches in the Niches. And I take you through all of this that I've talked you through today and help you to turn it into something tangible, okay? So you'll walk through the human-centered niche method step by step. You'll uncover who you're meant to serve. You'll map your transformation timeline and you'll begin to craft a message that really, you know, in a way that feels natural to you. And so this training, it includes guided exercises. It's got thoughtful reflection prompts. There's a process that helps you uncover clarity without forcing anything. It's really designed to help you move forward, even if you've felt stuck for a very, very long time on this. And I know, you know, having students come into my world and into our space here at Digital Yoga Academy, that many of them have been stuck on niching for years even. So, you know, this doesn't have to limit you. Like, it simply gives you the language that you need in order to grow your business, right? The messaging is so important. Like, your marketing relies on effective messaging, right? And effective messaging relies on you deciding who you want to serve, your niche. Okay, so if you don't do this work, your messaging doesn't land, your marketing doesn't work, you don't make sales, you don't have a business. Okay, this is the very foundation for everything that you do. When you know who you serve, when you know what your message is, right, you really know how to speak their language, you can create content and you can create offerings that will convert and bring people into your world. Okay, so this is the next step. If you're ready to explore your niche, and this is really, you know, where your story becomes an asset and where your message becomes something that you are proud to share, yeah, and feels comfortable to get in front of the camera and to speak and to share, because it's genuine, it's authentic, it's come from your heart. So know that it lives inside of you. Your niche already lives inside of you, right? This training simply helps you to bring it to the surface. I just want to leave you with this. Your niche is not something that you force into existence. Yeah, it's something that you uncover through honesty, presence, and a willingness to speak from your lived experience. Okay, when you shift from trying to sound like a teacher to simply being a human being and a guide who you already are, everything becomes clearer and the right students will recognize themselves in your words and in your message, and your work begins to reach people, the people that it was always meant to reach. Okay, you feel more anchored in your purpose, yeah, because your message is finally reflecting your truth. You're no longer saying, come to my yoga class on Thursday at 8 p.m., right? And so wherever you are on this journey, just trust the path that you're on. Like, your voice has a place, your story has value, and your niche is already taking shape. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for being with me here today. And I cannot wait to guide you on this process. Do get in touch, reach out with us here at Digital Yoga Academy if you have any questions. We'll see you inside the training.
You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast, brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.